Well, illegal drugs have always been there, and they have always attempted to use the postal network to transmit these illegal drugs. It's nothing new for us, and we have had rules and regulations covering this area where we advise our member countries and train our staff in the postal networks globally to be able to identify them and deal with them. So they pop up from time to time in one place or the other, but this is something which is within our knowledge and experience to be able to identify and handle and deal, and we train our staff to be able to do that. The UPU is an intergovernmental agency that deals with the postal network throughout the world. We set treaties and we set rules and regulations for our member countries to be able to create, you know, a single postal territory. So these rules protect, also deal with these issues with narcotics and illicit drugs, and also other, you know, inadmissible items to be put through the postal network. So we have treaties and rules and regulations that we develop, and then we disseminate this to our member countries and train them and help them on the ground to be able to protect the network. We work with many different agencies to be able to protect ourselves from these kind of things. We know we deal with World Customs Organizations. They look at all the items we put through the our system or networks, and therefore, of course, if there are any prohibited items, they will be able to identify and stop them. The agreement we have signed today with our anti-narcotic organization here is a classical example of how we work with other agencies that whose responsibility is to ensure that, you know, we don't have this kind of illicit items put through the, our networks. So the security and safety of the postal supply chain is very, very important, and it's on top of our mind. And we work with every other organization, so the borders agencies, the security agencies, the airlines, and also the customs authorities, as well as these narcotic organizations. And we put our heads together, we develop rules and regulations, they help us train our staff, identify issues where we need to strengthen our network security and so forth. So this is not the first, and not going to be the last organization we're going to work to protect our supply chain network.